This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, of course Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And I want to bring your attention to two very important things when you read the Quran. Make sure of them. Number one, after saying A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-Rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, move your tongue and your lips while you recite. Because this is what is considered recitation. A recitation is where the tongue and the lips are moving. There are so many people that just look into the Mus'haf and don't move their tongue and don't move their lips. Yes, that might be a worship, but that's considered looking and pondering into the Mus'haf. That is not considered reading. And the reward, which is 10 hasanat per letter, is given to the one who is reading the Qur'an. So make sure your tongue and your lip is moving. And this is something that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Qiyamah, when he said, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. So the idea of al-lisan, the tongue being moved when a person is reciting. And number two, and this is also very important as an etiquette and a manner when reading the Qur'an, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he recited, إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةِ تَسْبِيحٍ سَبَّحْ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلْ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوُّذٍ تَعَوَّذْ. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite an ayah, and this ayah is praising Allah, it's glorifying Allah, then he would stop and he will praise Allah azza wa jal. This is very important in your relationship with the Qur'an. And when he would come across an ayah in where there is a dua, he would stop and he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what this ayah is encouraging the believers to ask Allah for. And if he passed by an ayah in where there is Allah azza wa jal teaching the believers to seek refuge from something, such as his punishment or the punishment of the grave or the hellfire or something like that, he would stop and he would ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant him protection from that evil matter. This is extremely important in your relationship with the Qur'an. So when you recite, for example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this is an ayah of praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. From time to time, stop and say Alhamdulillah. If you recite Ihdina Assirat Al-Mustaqim, stop and contemplate over the guidance that you want Allah Azza wa Jal to guide you towards. And so on. You do this with the entire Quran. And brothers and sisters in Islam, finally remember that when you are reciting the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to you and He listens attentively to your recitation. So perfect your recitation, focus on your reading, keep away from everything that is distractive, keep away from the phones and from everything else that distracts you, and focus on your recitation and be sure that Allah Azza wa Jal listens to you attentively, and bi-idhnillahi Azza wa Jal, He will reward you according to your sincerity and your present heart in this recitation. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us all. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.